This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
There's an echo in the house. One of the things that we feature in the DJV program on Thursdays, today is Thursday the 30th of May, is a thing called Throwback Thursday, in which we review the top five songs from a particular year that coordinated by Victoria. And Kara seems to think that it ought to be eliminated because... Why are you chuckling?
I'm just saying I want to listen to the songs that are good, the throwback songs, without someone singing over top of them.
Yeah.
Someone?
Yep. Someone. Don't know who it could be, but someone.
Someone. Jennifer, can you believe the outrageous focus on my singing here?
Jennifer doesn't get an opinion here. She gets to leave before it every week.
She doesn't listen to it every week.
Yeah, I couldn't.
Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keenan, Kara Schiller. Okay, so the big story is I'm not going to start with a couple of quickies because I think that, well, there are a couple of quickies associated with the Mueller report or resignation or his final, whatever it is. More Democrats have decided that they want to impeach the president, Cory Booker and Kirsten Gillibrand, both of them coincidentally running for president. Neither one of them are going to win. And certainly not because of this position. And then Mueller and what he said at the end of the speech, which I think is the most important thing that he said. That's my read on it. And then the Trump response to it, and you know whether it's the reaction. It's a typical sort of Trump. He says, "I'm innocent." Okay, you said that before. And whether you're innocent or not. Mueller didn't say you were innocent. He just said he can't charge you. That doesn't mean you're guilty of anything either. Yeah, the people who take the man's word at its word. And the word is that he's not impeachable because he's president. Now, did he do anything wrong? I didn't say that. So could Mueller have cleared the president? Could he have been more forthright in saying, absolutely, Trump did nothing wrong? He didn't say that. Trump says that. And so that's why I concluded earlier when we had a discussion of this that Mueller didn't vote for Trump. That's my observation. I think the whole thing was a ruse, a waste of taxpayer money. Again, back to what he said in the final sentence, the Russians hacked our elections. Everybody needs to know that your vote can be compromised. I'm paraphrasing, but that's basically what he said. And the more important thing here is that foreign interests are able to and perhaps are influencing not only our election. We talked about this before, elections in other countries. This is a dangerous, dangerous time. And the fact that we have so many of these idiots who are lazy SOBs, mostly in Florida, but elsewhere as well, who want to make it easy for people to vote. No. Translated, that means it's easy to hack and you lose your privilege, your right, which you take advantage of, hopefully, at least 66% did last time there was a presidential election. You stand a chance of having your vote compromised because of all this, the computer crap. Don't let them do that to you. So that's my read. That's my take on it. Jennifer, you want to give us an update on
I clarify, just because I think it's important. Russia didn't hack the election. They meddled in the election. There's no evidence that leads to the fact that anybody's vote was hacked by Russia, but they can meddle.
Well, we can say the same thing that Mueller did. There's no proof that they didn't. There's no proof,
they actually
period.
Looked for it. They actually looked for that, whether or not votes were influenced. It's the fact is that they meddled, and it's going to be even easier to do it with the more social media and ongoing opportunities for countries to meddle in our elections, because that's what they did. They bought a lot of Facebook ads. They bought a lot of Twitter ads. They tried to infiltrate campaigns. This is how they tried to get an advantage in the election, and really their end goal was to cause chaos in our system, and it totally worked. I mean, we have never been a more chaotic system, so... I think that Mueller is done. I think that what he did yesterday wasn't great. I think that he either should have agreed to testify and answer questions, or he should have just let his work speak for himself. It's hard to go out there and make all of those statements. And this is for both Democrats and Republicans, and for Trump supporters and non-Trump supporters, to go out there and make statements that people have questions about and then say, well, I'm not going to answer any of them because my work will speak for itself. Well, either your work speaks for yourself or you speak for you. And, you know, at some point, I think he's going to be compelled to testify. I think they're going to try to bring him into Congress, although there is going to be, because he worked for the Department of Justice, there are going to be limitations to what he's going to be able to talk about always because of executive privilege and classified information, because he's an employee of the government. Yeah. That's what's different, and not a lot of people understand this. That's actually what's different between Mueller and Ken Starr. Ken Starr was the investigator for Bill Clinton. After that Bill Clinton report was released, Democrats, led by Jerry Nadler, changed the laws so that the independent counsel now becomes a special counsel, and that special prosecutor then works for the Department of Justice so that there's oversight. They did that because Bill Clinton was very embarrassed by all of the word guilty 11 times in that report, by all of the allegations that were spelled out. And so the Democrats actually wanted to prevent that from happening again so that everything would be overseen by the Attorney General. So the same laws that a lot of Democrats are railing against are ones that were put in place after Bill Clinton to provide protection for the president. It's interesting to see how all of that comes back. Well, no, it just comes back to bite you. You want to change the rules? It always comes back.
Yeah. All right. Anybody got anything else to say? What else is there to say? I still maintain, though, that the final words... you say it sounds like semantics to me. They didn't hack. There's no proof that they got any votes. I think the fact that it even is a question is bad.
They could have influenced votes, but there's no evidence that they went in and hacked into like our vote counting system. Is what I'm getting.
I know. I understand that. I don't trust the system if it's computer based. I just don't. Frankly, I think that, and then the other side of it is, I suppose you could point to Florida and the hanging chads and you know, especially in Palm Beach County, not only with one election, but with two, where they just mess up everything, and you have to believe that the only job that person has is to run the election. She has 4 years or 2 years or whatever to do it, and they still screw it up every single time. There's got to be some complicity. I just think that there's too many questions and not enough answers. How's that for an understanding?
I actually had a trending story for you today.
Oh, okay. Let's hear it.
I mean, I know the Mueller thing is big, but did you hear about Julian Assange?
Julian Assange. What's going on?
Yeah, apparently there's a really big concerns over his health. He missed his court session. He was supposed to appear in court today via a video link to appear at an extradition hearing on Thursday at Westminster Magistrates Court. And he's in Belmarsh Prison right now serving time for jumping bail in Britain. And the United States is accusing him of violating the Espionage Act. So he's got a lot of trouble. Sweden is also looking at, they've reopened the charges against him for an alleged rape. But they said that he did not show up, that he was not able to be moved from his prison ward over grave concerns about his health. His health is deteriorating, and he's lost apparently a lot of weight during his 7 weeks at Belmarsh. So,
Okay, so I'm just, all right, this, you may like this, you may not like it. I'm just Googling Assange, and Pamela Anderson comes up. Mm-hmm. So I Googled Pamela Anderson. Yeah, they do. And what did I get? But I have an X-rated porno movie of Pamela Anderson with Kid Rock. Is that Kid Rock?
Tommy Lee. Did you even get to that? Because never mind.
If you Google,
I don't think that comes up first when you just Google Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, it does.
It does when you write Pamela Anderson porn.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
This is there.
Jen said what we were all thinking.
It's there. 16 past the hour. Here's a way for you to lose weight involving exercise, taking Calitrin. You know, Calitrin is the number one choice for weight loss in our country because it's so healthy. You don't have to go on a crash diet. You don't have to take any drugs. You don't have to take any stimulants, no caffeine, none of that stuff. It's the naturally healthy choice to keep the weight off. Get it off and keep it off. See, that's the significance. You can do 100 different things to lose the weight, but then how do you keep it off? This is the way to lose it and keep it off. The active ingredient here is collagen. It's the number one protein in your body. Helps you build muscle as you're younger, and then your body stops making collagen when you get older. And so this is a supplement that restarts your body's ability to make collagen and make you healthier. Natural digestive enzymes in this, in the collagen protein goes to work to, when you exercise, get that healthy lean muscle mass working, push the fat out. That's how you lose the weight. And you do it very easily. You go to bed at night before you go, you take a glass of water and four of the capsules from Calitrin, and it goes to work. Keep on the program for 6 months, and you will train your body to keep the weight off. That's how it works. And the Memorial Day special this week from Calitrin is to buy one bottle, get a bottle free. Buy two bottles, get two bottles free. And three, and you got the idea. Aloe vera is in it as well. That helps make it very smooth. It works very well all over your body. Be sure to check the box for DJV at toploss.com. That's how you order. Toploss.com is the website. Order there, toploss.com. Order one bottle, get another one free, use the code DJV. You get a second bottle for every one you buy, you get another one free. That's the deal this week at toploss.com when you use the code DJV.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This portion of the DJV program brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. The last of the gorillas in the mist has died. Famous, remember the Diane Fossey stories about the gorillas in the mist? There was a movie, I think, too, right? A gorilla known as Poppy, who would have been 43 in April, not been seen by trackers since August of last year. Poppy was born 9 years after Fosse established a camp in Rwanda in 1967 as part of an effort to study the vanishing mountain gorilla population. As a matter of fact, Fosse was killed there 30 years ago, but her nonprofit said in a statement that Fosse often wrote about this young gorilla Poppy in her journals. So what, 43 it would have been. Pretty amazing story about these gorillas and what goes on. I don't think we really understand how close they are to us in many different ways.
Yeah.
So
Poppy
right?
also gave birth at 41.
Yeah.
Which is really incredible,
late
too.
Late for a gorilla and a woman. 21, half the hour on the DJV program.
Mo- Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There are a lot of people who listen to this program who think this next 5 or 6 minutes may be the most important part of our program every week, because they get to listen to me talk about and sometimes add anecdotally in musical form to the top five songs of a particular week. This week, our year in focus is 1971, and the number five tune comes from Richard Starkey, a song that he did called It Don't Come Easy. Grammatically not too cool, but Ringo does a great job having fun with this. Crank it up, Kara. Please. The louder you play it, the less they can hear me singing.
I'm in favor of that.
Come easy.
Kara, I can still hear him.
Should I just bring his microphone down?
Yeah, okay.
All right, so number five, It Don't Come Easy by Ringo. Number four, One Hit Wonder from the Honeycomb.
I love this song.
I do too. I got goosebumps right now. It's the silliest song. My man and I are through. Somehow this song was in the original Shaft, and I don't remember how. I remember the song being there, but I don't remember what the scene was all about. It just makes me sort of chuckle because the Shaft movies are so iconoclastic. Another one coming out this summer, and they introduce a new Shaft, the grandson to Richard Roundtree, an actor I don't know, I've never seen him before, but Samuel L. Jackson is there, of course, and it looks like it'll be kind of a fun movie. So anyway, the Want Ad song from the Honeycomb, number four this week in 71. Number three, Jackson 5. Michael Jackson as well. Was he born 1960-59? When was Michael Jackson born?
I don't know. How old would he have been now?
I think about, now?
Yeah.
He died at 50, and that was, 10 years ago? How long has he been dead?
Yeah, that was in 2009.
Yeah. So 60, he was 50 then, he would be 60 now. So he's born at 59. Yeah, he's 12 years old here. Yep, amazing, isn't it? Listen to his voice. Kind of sad, sweet kid grows up to be what he was, but all the things push and pull on him. Anyway, so that's the number three song this week. Three Dog Night have the number two song.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Boom, boom, boom.
Was a good friend of mine.
I'm not singing this one, Kevin. These were big songs. I was a jock in 1971, so I was playing all these. I never was a big fan of Three Dog Night, but I did kind of like this song because it got you out of your seats much than anything else. As did the number one song from this week. This was 2 weeks at number one. Number one, The Stones. And a story of midnight escapades that Mick was having with a lady of color. Basically, that's what the song is all about. Whether you get that or you don't get that, that was that's the origin of the story. Brown Sugar! You're going to have to listen to the lyrics to figure out what's going on here. Anyway, Stones. Number one, five songs were big, and this week you just heard them from 1971 on the DJV Show, 28 after the hour. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com. CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your healthy sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's personal lawyer calling the Mueller report a waste of 2 years. Rudy Giuliani claiming special counsel Robert Mueller can't indict because there's no collusion and no obstruction. Giuliani also slamming Democratic House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler, who says after Mueller's announcement yesterday, quote, no one, not even the President of the United States, is above the law, and the investigations are going to continue. Giuliani says,
Jerry Nadler just proved that he shouldn't be the chairman of that committee by saying Jerry Nadler has figured out already without an investigation that he's going to respond to the crimes of the president.
He spoke on Fox News. More deadly tornadoes in the central U.S. One person died in Kentucky from one yesterday, and another tornado caused a lot of damage in Texas. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four at the hour, Thursday, May 30th, DJV, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington doing a fabulous job. Florida is investigating this group. Yesterday we were talking, Victoria, about this group that has gone on GoFundMe and raised $20 million. $20 million bucks. Who the hell is silly enough?
Wait, for what? You didn't tell us for what.
For a border wall.
Oh, okay, that group. Okay.
Yeah, the group is looking for a private border wall instead of a public border wall. It is, I guess they've been called into question, though, because they had a fundraiser. They called it a charity fundraiser. I suppose if it's a GoFundMe group and it passes their muster, it is a 501c3 kind of thing.
No, it's actually not. That's a very different thing. Yeah. And that's probably where, I don't know this story, but I'm guessing that's where it's going. It's because anybody who does a GoFundMe, that's totally separate from actually being a 501c3 nonprofit.
Well, they call themselves a charity, so.
Right. And that's probably, I'm guessing, in that wording is where the investigation is coming from.
Uh-huh. So they're in trouble?
You tell me. I'm guessing.
Well, there's no indication. The point has been raised by the public radio station in Miami. The question has been asked. Reporters there have gone into research mode to try to find out. I'm guessing they want to discredit it because that's kind of what you'd expect from PBS. Not that I would think it's a good idea either. I don't get what.
Well, I mean, look, people.
I don't get the passion.
People can donate to. Well,
anger. Yeah, go ahead.
I get that too. I mean, I'm with you on that. But if people want to donate to any GoFundMe, if people start GoFundMes for their own health bills. They start GoFundMes for. I really need a new flat screen. So, yeah, but people start them for. No, they do. They start them for all reasons. But yeah. I have a feeling though that calling yourself a charity is that's where I'm guessing that's where this is really coming from.
A little bit of a stretch. Is what you're saying.
It's not a charity by any stretch of the imagination.
Yes.
You're just donating to a cause that you believe in, but it's not a charity.
More tornadoes yesterday in Kansas City. Wow, what a mess. Look at all these trees. Well, I'm saying I'm going to paint the picture. Imagine your neighborhood with all the power lines running through it and trees that are in full bloom at this time of year and them getting ripped out of the ground by the tornado. A lot of homes got damaged. A dozen people went to the hospital. That's the latest severe weather report every single day this week. Tornado warnings as far east as Unork City by the end of the day yesterday. What was it like in New Jersey
Washington? Well, actually, it's funny that you're talking about this because this ties in with my trending story. My phone was blowing up last night with emergency alerts of get to the lowest level of your house, and it was crazy.
How do you do that on the fourth floor of your apartment building? What did you do?
No, I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything. I kind of just sat here going, Well, I don't think we're right on the ocean, and I don't think we've ever had a tornado. New Jersey has had tornadoes. It's not that common, but we definitely have had them. It's usually out more west in the farmland. So we had a ton of those alerts, flash flooding alerts. My phone just would not stop going off. And actually, it's funny, one of the trending stories that USA Today is reporting is apparently there's a huge backlash now in across the country against these tornado warnings that the Weather Service is issuing.
Noise.
And the frequency of the warnings.
Yeah,
maybe that's what some people are complaining about. But typical of America. You gotta love Americans. The Cincinnati Inquirer reported that many area residents, because Cincinnati had a lot of tornado warnings as well, that many area residents took to social media to complain that instead of breaking away to see news meteorology reports, that they really wanted to just continue watching The Bachelorette. And so apparently everyone who was watching The Bachelorette was very upset. They lashed out on social media, and when all the local Dayton stations had cut away to do a weather update. And so one of the meteorologists there said on air that the people's reaction was pathetic. And so, of course, that garnered him
a lot of
extra backlash.
However, this
is a record number of tornadoes.
Oh, yeah, there's been a lot of them. Yeah.
It's 960 tornadoes have been reported just this year alone. It's nuts.
I spent 2 years in Cincinnati doing afternoons at WCKY, and living in the 80s. And I remember two things about the city. I remember a lot of things. I quite enjoyed the city for a lot of reasons. It was a difficult transition for me to go from Boston radio, however, to Cincinnati radio in a number of ways. And so it was getting used to how people reacted to stuff that wasn't, you know, directly Cincinnati-based. And I remember saying something on the air about all the tornadoes. I wasn't used to them. And, one of the people that, listen, we didn't have much social media then in the late 80s. I don't think there was any. But people would call up and they'd just say things to you. Some of them got on the air, some of them didn't. One person said that the history of Cincinnati is strong, and we can weather the storm, and you shouldn't be talking about it so much. It's irresponsible of you to spend so much time talking about something that we take in stride. Okay, well, I didn't take in stride because I look up at the tornado. I actually saw some tornadoes in Cincinnati, and they kind of scared me, freaked me out. So I, when I described what I was feeling on the air, I got shot at, in a manner of speaking, verbally. And you know, it's all in what you're used to, and what you hear when people say things. You know, it's kind of like Mueller. Is he guilty or isn't? It's what you hear. I think you asked me earlier about something that I said. What are you really saying here? What was it we were talking about? And you said, Victoria, to me, well, what are you really saying? And I don't remember what the story was, but sometimes, you know, maybe I'm not as direct as I ought to be. And some of that is because of me being gun shy from people when I would say things that were direct from my heart or my head. People take a shot at me. And doing that, you know, doing this for a living, being on the air as long as I have been, I'm kind of used to almost everything now. But every once in a while, somebody says something and it takes me back a little bit. And so in that circumstance, it was, it seemed like it would make sense for me to talk about how I felt regarding the tornadoes, and I was basically told to shut up and go home. So, next, food news. Here's what's happening in the food and farm world. Back in April, you remember Burger King announced plans to pilot the Impossible Whopper, which was a plant-based alternative to the hamburger that they have. A number of locations in Missouri started it. By end of month, Burger King already saw the burger was a big seller, and they went nationwide. So there's a new report that shows how well things are going for Burger King here. Foot traffic up 18% in Burger King locations that offered the vegetarian Whopper. St. Louis locations sold a burger, getting 16% more traffic. Costs about a dollar more on most of the menus. The Impossible Whopper is made from soy and potato protein. I can't think of anything less appealing. Coconut oil, sunflower oil, a similar taste to soy, first of all, is not that great for you in that form. Mm-hmm. Potato proteins, come on. A potato is a potato. When it tested the Impossible Whopper against the traditional one, Burger King found that most customers couldn't tell the difference. Really?
This is why I would never eat this, because I haven't had meat in so long, and I don't want to be reminded of the taste of it. But apparently, yeah. And so I personally don't even get the point of this. I guess if you are a meat eater
business.
And you want
it's
that flavor,
business. And, it's business.
No, but I'm saying taste wise, I don't get the point of having a burger, a fake burger that tastes just like a real burger. I don't know. But whatever. It's doing well. You know, years ago, McDonald's did a pilot program of the McVeggie burger, and it was an actual veggie burger, and it was delicious. And I don't know why they got rid of it. Maybe it was too soon.
I never liked veggie burgers in this. Says they
I don't normally either, but this tasted like a Boca burger or a Morningstar Farm burger. It was actually really good. So I don't. Maybe they'll bring that back. I wish they would.
I need
to go to McDonald's, but you know.
Yeah. 35,000 restaurants, grocery stores, universities, and other establishments, including TGI Fridays, A&W Root Beer Stands, and Carl's Jr. Now, there is the greasiest burger joint in the world, and if they've got these things at Carl's Jr., do I sound like a snob? I'm not trying to sound like a snob. I just...
No, you sound like someone who doesn't like a greasy hamburger.
I don't like greasy hamburgers. But Tim Hortons is even testing these Beyond Meat in their breakfast sandwich. Del Taco? Excuse me. How do you sell somebody something for a dollar? And what is in that taco besides some dough and some lettuce? What do you think you get for a dollar?
Yeah, if you're going to do... Well, see, to me, I've never been to Del Taco. They don't have them on the East Coast. But to me, this makes a lot of sense. Because if you want to have a good vegan taco, then that's... Or a vegetarian taco, then that makes a lot of sense for their business model. And so when I gave up eating meat, eating beef... the one thing that I missed was a taco, because a ground beef taco, it's you can't replicate that with chicken. Yeah. You know, people say, oh, just have a chicken taco. Chicken tacos are so dry and usually flavorless. So, but that's the one thing that I missed. And then Morningstar Farms started making these soy crumbles that look just like ground beef. And that's every once in a while, if I really crave a taco, I'll have that. That's probably very similar to what Del Taco is doing. So I think
Caesar's
that makes sense.
Putting plant-based sausage on their pizzas.
That's weird.
And then Dunkin' Donuts and McD's, keeping an eye on the market to see what they would do. I can't imagine going into a Dunkin' Donut.
Dunkin' Donut is pretty vegetarian friendly, though. I don't know that they would need to do more.
Yeah. All right, let's get to what we can do to give you a good night's rest, suggestion-wise, and then guarantee-wise. Go to MyPillow.com for the most comfortable pillows ever. That's how the company started. But now the company has branched off into other things that are good for you having a good night's rest. The mattresses on your back, wow, they're great. The pillows, good for side sleepers. Then these Giza, these sheets that come from Egyptian cotton. Super, 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 all the things that they have. They offer tons of different products, from pillows to dog pillows and beds, things you can take with you in the car to sleep in the car, things you put around your neck when you're traveling in a plane. And the deal this week, for a limited time through the end of what has been dubbed, this is a Memorial Day week. So if you go to MyPillow.com, they have a special on two MyPillow premium pillows. Normally, I think the price on those is $99 for a pair. You get them for $69 right now using the DJV, code. That's right, promo code DJV at MyPillow.com for two premium MyPillows. Use the code, enjoy the pillows. While you're there, you can shop for other things like the sheets that they have, mattress covers, all that stuff. You spend more than $200, they'll help you finance it. MyPillow.com, two-pack of MyPillow premiums, $69, lowest price ever offered on the radio at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV, please.
Ford Pass. Everything you need to keep moving right in the palm of your hand. Now you can earn points to use toward flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards. Plus, use the app to access roadside assistance. You'll even earn exclusive Ford Pass rewards just for maintaining your vehicle. Only Ford Pass combines roadside assistance, Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about how you can earn complimentary maintenance on every new Ford.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
Have you put off your goals of losing weight? It's already May and you still have pounds to lose. Well, Calitrin is here to help. It's proven for weight loss and more. Just listen to what everybody's saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
Hi, I'm Virgil Snow. I've lost 100 pounds with Calitrin.
This is Vivian Hess. I've been on Calitrin. I started it for weight loss at first. I went from 138 pounds to 108. I've also keep using it because it's the only thing that works for me, and it helps me sleep and feel better with my acid reflux. I really enjoy the product, and I'll never stop taking it.
See? Real people getting real results. And you can, too. Check out Calitrin's biggest sale of the year right now at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free sale. Again, that's TopLoss.com or 833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, another quick item from the food department. Pizza Hut has their original pan pizza, but they're going to make it over. They have announced this week that the original pan pizza being completely remade. I don't know why that would be, but help yourself. The dough, man, that sits in your stomach for about 40 years. It's 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Is going too far, Victoria, by saying everybody's talking about it?
I'm so excited.
Everyone that I know is talking about it.
Yeah, a lot of people in my circle of friends say, hey, you see that movie? Because they know I like to go to the movies. And I sure want to have a better movie to see than I saw the other night in that damn John Wick movie. So
well,
I'm looking for anything.
One thing I will say is Taron Egerton, or Edgerton, however his name is pronounced, he is so compelling as an actor. I've seen him in several movies where even, you know, movies that aren't even that great. The Kingsman, the first Kingsman movie with Colin Firth, I thought he was really good in. The second movie he was good in, but it wasn't, the story wasn't as good. But then he did a movie with Hugh Jackman that not many people saw called Eddie the Eagle. And it's a true story of the only British long, the ski jumper, you know, the kind of the ones they go down with the high jump.
I forget that was him.
Exactly. That's my favorite thing about him, that you can see him in all these different roles, and you always forget who he really is. He just
Which
gets
is the
so
best
immersed
sign
in the
of an
role.
Actor who's really an actor rather than a star who's always playing himself or
To me, Tom Cruise is the same in every movie.
Yeah,
and
he
so,
is.
Like,
he's playing Tom
so,
Cruise.
But,
John
but
Wayne was the same. Always played John Wayne.
Right, exactly. But this guy, Taron, is so good that I think that it's an interesting pick for him to play Elton John, and I think at first people couldn't really put it together, but I think it's going to be surprisingly great.
Yep, looks very good.
And I've mentioned before, I was actually, I was a little surprised, but then I realized there was an animated movie called Sing where he played a gorilla, and he sang I'm Still Standing, and he did such an amazing job. I don't know if that was, like, part of the an unofficial audition for him. But that was really cool, and that was a couple years ago, and so I'm so excited to see. I mean, we've heard Rocket Man. They haven't really released that many other songs from the movie, but I'm so excited to hear, because he's singing all of them.
So Scarlett Johansson has begun filming The Black Widow in Norway. People have seen her there sporting that red hair, which she has done for the movie. Did she have red hair playing
it's a wig. I don't think it's
Is it a wig?
Yeah, I think so.
How do you make a wig look that good? How do you I never understood how you stick wigs on and have them like Dolly Parton's wigs. How do you make them look? No, seriously. Have you ever worn, either of you worn a wig?
For Halloween, but those are cheap wigs. But the ones that you see in movies and things, yeah, sometimes it's very convincing. You can't even tell that they're fake. Well, Lady Gaga wears wigs constantly, and you sometimes never realize what's real and what isn't. What's her real hair. And yeah.
Right. You know, the other thing that's pretty exciting, people really getting worked up about the Downton Abbey movie and Jim Carter, who plays the head butler, is all over the place. He said they didn't get together as much, the cast, because of the way movies are done versus the TV show. He was disappointed because he didn't get together. The cast all had become very close, very friendly, and all of them are coming back. But they shot it differently so that they didn't have as many scenes together as they used to. And he said, quote, it was a slightly thinner experience because I don't think, for example, in the kitchen staff went upstairs very much. And so he's 70 years old. I think how old is Hugh Bonneville? I'm guessing late 50s.
Yeah,
is he early 60s?
Yeah. Maybe late. I don't know, actually. Yeah.
But when you see
some of these... It's such a great premise, too.
Yeah, it's fabulous. When you see actors like Carter, who is one of the most distinguished... He and Bonneville both have had the same sort of bringing up through British television and movies. When you see
and
him...
And the theater, too. They're both big theater guys.
Well, that's what Carter is. Carter is a theater actor, and he looks... The way they make him up is much different than how he looks. He's a very, he would be the king. He looks like the king. Very, very pronounced features and a wonderful warm, he has that same warm face and appeal. I think he's one of the best characters in the show, frankly.
That's Carson the Butler? Yeah.
Yep, Carson the Butler. Yeah.
I love his relationship with Lady Mary, too.
Yes.
They have that, they have that almost father-daughter kind of thing.
Yep.
They're so close,
right.
And then there are
and
so many moments.
And she acknowledges that
in
many ways. A lot of the press shots are of him standing outside of the castle that was the outside of what you saw in the inside. The interior was the soundstage at whatever the studio is in London. But the outside, the shots are taken outside an old castle. It's really kind of a cool-looking place. It's become quite a tourist attraction as well. I forget where it is in the countryside.
It's Castle Highclere. Yeah, somewhere in the English countryside. Yeah, it's beautiful.
All right, that's movie news without Chucker. Thanks a lot, Chucker, for showing up. 59 past the hour.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.